Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We're going to talk to our buddy Matt Rooney at 3:30. He's the host of the Matt Rooney Show right here on 1210 WPHE. He also runs the Save Jersey website. We'll get Matt's take on everything related to the election, where it goes from here. We have some, we have the chairman of the Republican National Committee, the man himself, Michael Whatley, joining us later in the show today. The RNC is going to be behind this race, and Jack can win. Now, let me tell you, if you didn't vote for him, if you supported another candidate, that's fine. That's what primaries are all about. That's what America's all about. It's fine. But now you got to back the Republican nominee. You got to back him, because we have a real chance of winning the state. And Mikey Sherrill and the Democrats would be disastrous. And the eyes of the nation are going to be on this race. And in many ways, this is also a referendum for Trump. I've had a lot of people on social media attacking me today. Jack Chiarelli was the only guy who asked to come on my show, believe it or not. None of the other candidates did. And I said, yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, that's my rule. If you have to ask me. I'm not going to ask you. But he asked several times. And every time he asked, we said, sure, come on the show. Absolutely. There are people who are angry today. And they have this attitude of like, well, I'm not going to vote for him because my guy didn't win, because they were backing somebody else. I said, well, then you're going to hand the race to the Democrats. And you're also going to embarrass the president. Because Jack's win yesterday was a variety of factors. I think he worked very hard, no doubt about it. He had great name recognition from almost beating Murphy in 2021. And Trump's endorsement is huge. But the Democrats are betting on Trump's endorsement being his downfall in the fall. And if you're wondering, in his election victory speech last night, did he mention Trump or did he dodge Trump? He thanked the president for his support. Very passionately thanked him. So he's not going to run away from Trump. But the Democrats are going to make this race entirely about Donald Trump. And so keep that in mind, because if you are upset, I remember this in 2016. I remember during the primary in 2016 when there were a lot of people who supported another candidate than Donald Trump and said, I'll never vote. I'll never vote for that Trump guy. He's not a real conservative, blah, 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 blah. And I was begging him. And now nobody knows anyone who was that person. And it's okay. It's all right. It's not a problem. I don't care. I mean, there were talk show hosts saying it. There were callers to the show saying it. It's no big deal. It's water under the bridge. But take some time, process your emotions if you're upset, and then get on board. And work hard to get Jack Chiarelli elected and flip the Republican, the assembly to Republican. And we got a real shot here at making this a big story because the Democrats and the media will frame this election as a referendum on Donald Trump when it needs to be a referendum on the Democrats who have ruined New Jersey and have just driven up prices on everything, including energy. And those electric bills are about to hit big time very, very soon. So I think Chitterelli wins. I really do. You know, I predicted, I told you yesterday my prediction was going to be Chitterelli and Mikey Sherrill. I was right about that prediction. I'm predicting Jack wins. And I really, truly feel that way. Now, just so you know, our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May is June 20th. Jack will be our very first guest on the show that day at 3 p.m. He may be in person. He may be on the phone. He has an event in North Jersey that night. And as you know, on a Friday in the summer, it's kind of tough getting from Cape May, which is literally the most southern part of the state. And he has to go all the way to the most northern part of the state. So I don't know if he'll be in person or not. But we're going to give him a hero's welcome on June 20th. And we're going to work really hard that day and every day to get him elected. We're also going to have some other great guests that day. So hope you'll join us on Friday, June 20th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm optimistic that if Jack won't be able to be in person at that one, hopefully he'll be able to be in person at the one we do in August. But he's grateful and he'll be on the show next week. And he just wanted me to extend to each and every one of you who voted for him. Thank you. If you did not vote for him, that's okay. Just please vote for him in November. All right? That's all I ask. I didn't say a negative word about any of his opponents during this election. You know my policy. You know my strategy. I know the day after what it's like. I was a Republican County chairman for 7 long years. And every day after the primary, I had to bring the party back together. And there's a lot of bad, hurt feelings after political primaries, but that's the process. And it's okay to grieve over the fact that your candidate lost, but it's not okay to stay home in November. It's not okay to help the Democrats win. That's not okay. Because they've done enough destruction to the state, and it will also be a major referendum against Donald Trump. So whether you were a Spadia guy, or whether you were a John Bramnick guy, or somebody else, Mario Krandrick already has put out a statement today, and I commend him for it, endorsing Jack Chitterelli and urging all of his supporters to work and back him and get him elected. I'm hopeful the other candidates in the race will do the same. If they don't, that's a real sign of, in my opinion, a lack of character. Because you gotta do it. That's just the game. And it's funny because you will not find a radio host who was a never Trumper. We know who they were. You will never find anybody who was like, I'm not voting for Trump. He was mean to Ted Cruz's wife. But you know that there were people like that. It's okay. You can be angry. Just vote. That's all I ask. All right? We'll talk more about that as the show goes on today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the national front, there's a lot of fun, crazy stuff going on. The White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt spoke today from the White House. She had a lot to say as well, including on China and what's happening in L.A. and the craziness that's going on in California. Gavin Newsom, who at this point right now is on the trajectory to become the Democrat nominee for president in 2028, he's decided he's going to use this moment to be the guy who leads the rebellion against Donald Trump. I mean, literally a rebellion against Trump. He's calling for that. He's calling for that. And he's literally saying that Trump is destroying America and destroying the American democracy. And we have audio of that, too. Let me just tell you, you know, Newsom is a slimeball chameleon political shapeshifter. But he sees an opportunity here. And that opportunity is he thinks that he can be the guy who is able to garner as much attention as Donald Trump is being the resistance, and that that will parlay him into the nomination in 2028. And if we're not careful, that could happen. So we're going to do our best to expose him as the freaking fraud that he is. But I don't know what this virus is, this rage virus, that apparently now these people in Los Angeles are totally peaceful. Then they see a member of the National Guard and they lose their freaking mind. Some sort of rage takes over, and then they start firebombing police cars and destroying property. But up until that moment, till they see a National Guardsman, they don't do anything. They're perfectly peaceful and fine. The mere sight of them sets off some sort of rage virus in the brain that then makes... That's if you listen to what the idiots in the media and on The View and these other places say. If you listen to them, that's what's happening. It's a rage virus. These are normally peaceful people. Until they see the sight of a person in a National Guard uniform, at which point then they become violent. Then and only then. I don't know what this virus is. I imagine it was created in a lab by Fauci and in Wuhan, China. I imagine so. But let's begin with some audio, shall we, on Gavin Newsom, the opposition here. And this is the key here, what you have to realize about Newsom. He's good. He's good, man. Yeah, guys, slick. He's good. Slick Gabby, like Slick Willie. He's slick and slimy, and he loves to go out there and get attention for himself. He loves it. So let's start with cut number 14. Take a listen.
California will keep fighting. We'll keep fighting on behalf of our people, all of our people, including in the courts. Just yesterday, we filed a legal challenge to Donald Trump's reckless deployment of American troops to a major American city. Today, we sought an emergency court order to stop the use of the American military to engage in law enforcement activities across Los Angeles. If some of us could be snatched off the streets without a warrant, based only on suspicion or skin color, then none of us are safe. Authoritarian regimes begin by targeting people who are least able to defend themselves, but they do not stop there. Trump and his loyalists, they thrive on division because it allows them to take more power and exert even more control.
Stop it right there. Hang on. The Department of Homeland Security says that the Molotov cocktail suspect is in the United States illegally. What is Gavin Newsom doing other than stoking division? He mentions the D word, division. That's literally what he and the Democrats are doing right now, is stoking division. They could be cooperating with ICE. They could be cooperating with federal authorities. This notion of getting snatched up off the street. Let's break this down for a moment, okay? Getting snatched up off the street without a warrant. If you get pulled over and you're driving drunk, guess what? You're going to get snatched up off the street. They don't need a warrant. They're going to arrest you. They don't need to go to a judge to get an arrest warrant. They're going to arrest you. If they catch you stealing something, well, not in California, but in many states, they're going to arrest you. They don't need a warrant to arrest you. So in other words, there's lots of things that you can do to get snatched up off the street by the police without a warrant. Let's understand that. Number two, it's a lie to suggest that there are not detainer orders against these people who are getting snatched up off the streets. Number three, it's an absolute lie to suggest that when they get snatched up off the streets, they disappear. There is a process that happens after they are snatched up off the streets. But, you know, you could be, for example, say, walking down the street, and you could look like a suspect in something, and the cops can snatch you off the street if they have probable cause to do so, and then if it turns out it's not you, they let you go. Hey, you could try to sue. I mean, good luck with that, but probable cause gives the law enforcement authorities this wide range of ability to, quote unquote, snatch people off the street. Like, if you snatch somebody's purse off the street, you're going to get snatched off the street and thrown into the back of a police car. No warrant involved. There's an arrest warrant, which is when they have built a case against somebody, and they go to a judge, and they get a warrant to arrest somebody, and they go serve that arrest warrant and arrest somebody. That's different. But not everybody who gets arrested gets a warrant first. That would be insane. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if it's 2 a.m. in the morning and you get pulled over for drunk driving and you're bombed and the cops had to try to get a warrant to arrest you, and if they couldn't get a judge on the phone, they just let you go? And could you imagine if your response to then getting put in the back of a police car in handcuffs because you're bombed, that the response to that would be, oh my gosh, I was just snatched off the street. I have been kidnapped. I mean, you could say that, but it doesn't make it true because the process of our criminal system involves probable cause, giving the authorities a wide range of abilities to do things without warrants. Like, for example, if they have probable cause to believe there's imminent danger in a home, they don't need a warrant. They can enter that home. This is why the swatting issue is such a problem. Because what will happen is somebody calls up the police and says there's somebody with a gun in the house. They're about to kill themselves or kill somebody else. And then the SWAT team rolls and they break in. And it turns out it was a swatting call. But not everything requires a warrant. The things that do require warrants need to have warrants served properly. And if not, then the case gets tossed because the law enforcement did not follow the procedure. And so the case is going to get tossed. But when we're talking about here ICE picking up people who are criminal illegal aliens, these are people who were given a court date by the Biden administration. But that is not a guarantee that you get to go to court, because the Biden administration put in something via executive order that was this catch and release thing. But that's not what the law says. That's what the Biden administration did. It does not mean this administration has to follow it. Because what the previous administration should have done was said, you're caught and you're sent back. Instead, they caught them crossing the border illegally, which is a misdemeanor, and then they let them go with a court date. Now, these people have committed a misdemeanor. If ICE picks them up, even at the courthouse, ICE is still within their legal rights to pick them up, because nobody has a legal right to be in the country illegally, and nobody has a due process right to go before a judge if they have crossed into this country illegally. In fact, ICE could just catch them at the border and then literally drive them back to the other side of the border and let them go. I think people are under this illusion that when you cross the border and enter the United States of America, once you're on U.S. soil, you're guaranteed due process. That is not true. The people who are guaranteed due process are the people who have gone through the system legally, who are the people that have applied through the system legally. They are people who have been committed of or been accused of other crimes outside of immigration and are given due process around that. But then the overriding issue of an ICE detainer for deportation overrides that under federal law, and then they are removed from the country. But the mere presence of being on U.S. soil does not guarantee one due process. If you have crossed the country illegally, ICE is well within their rights to get you and put you back over the border. And Gavin Newsom and the Democrats are also pretending like what they're doing is they're going to Home Depot and they're looking at people who are brown and they're just randomly picking them up and kidnapping them. That is not happening. But they want you to believe it's happening, so they're spreading that lie. Here's more of the lying California chameleon, Gavin Newsom. Take a listen.
Trump
He's not opposed to lawlessness and violence as long as it serves him. What more evidence do we need than January 6th? Ask everyone.
There we go.
Take time. Reflect on this perilous moment. A president who wants to be bound by no law or constitution, perpetuating a unified assault on American traditions. This is a president who in just over 140 days has fired government watchdogs that could hold him accountable for corruption and fraud. He's declared a war on culture, on history, on science, on knowledge itself. Databases quite literally are vanishing. He's delegitimizing news organizations, and he's assaulting the First Amendment. And the threat of defunding them, at threat, he's dictating what universities themselves can teach. He's targeting law firms and the judicial branch that are the foundations of an orderly and civil society. He's calling for a sitting governor to be arrested for no other reason than to, in his own words, for getting elected. And we all know this Saturday, he's ordering our American heroes, the United States military, and forcing them to put on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday, just as other failed dictators have done in the past.
A vulgar, there's lots to unpack there. Dude, when he said you should get arrested for being elected because you've been a terrible governor, that was called sarcasm. All right. You want to get arrested. Let's be honest. You are lighting candles, begging to be arrested. But he's not really looking to arrest you. His comment was he should be arrested for doing a crappy job as governor. That's what we call sarcasm. Attack of the First Amendment, he doesn't stop talking to the press. Every single day he's got the press in the Oval Office. We keep having to cut into it on our show. And by defunding NPR and PBS, because that's what he was also alluding to, that's not an attack on the First Amendment. Then give me money. Then where are my First Amendment rights? I want my federal money to be on the air broadcasting. Do you get money for your dumb podcast, Gavin? No. No, you don't, huh? So nobody really has a First Amendment to fund their media organizations? Nobody has a First Amendment right for government money to be able to make sure that they're on the air or on the stream or whatever it is? No. This idea that Trump is a fascist and an authoritarian and having a military parade on his birthday, which happens to be Flag Day. Flag Day came first. This is an important point. Literally came before his birthday. And the fact that it's that Flag Day is Donald Trump's birthday is a fun coincidence, but it doesn't change the fact that the military parade is about celebrating the military's accomplishments, like doing things like defeating Hitler and the Nazis. And I think people are making way too much of a parade. I don't think you'd be complaining if there was a pride parade on your birthday, would you, Gavin Newsom? Probably not. And there's lots of pride parades. Every freaking day, there's another one. Seems like the rainbow parades happen all the time. But Gavin Newsom is the ultimate tyrant who had a guy arrested for surfing during COVID when he was out there by himself on a surfboard. I don't know who he was going to give COVID to. Fish, Aquaman, a killer whale, I don't know, but that guy was arrested. He was a tyrant who shut down businesses. He was a tyrant who mandated people get a COVID vaccine. He was a tyrant who said kids couldn't go to school. You had to wear masks. Stop with the tyrant thing, because you have been one of the biggest tyrants. You banned people from being able to have the power to own gas-powered vehicles. That's a tyrant move. Just like you banned plastic bags and all the other tyrannical things that you people on the left do all the time. As far as sending in the National Guard to control unrest, that means then Eisenhower was a tyrant, JFK was a tyrant, LBJ was a tyrant. Well, LBJ kind of was a tyrant, but for other reasons. Nixon was a tyrant, George H.W. Bush was a tyrant. These were people who were all tyrants for sending in the National Guard to quell unrest in American cities and do things like help black people. So I don't want to hear this nonsense And if people are peaceful, they're peaceful whether the National Guard is there or not. This idea that when the National Guard shows up, suddenly something in the brain is triggered and they start frothing in the mouth and they're like, arr, 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 I was peaceful 10 seconds ago, but now rage. 28 days later, 28 years later, they're making another movie sequel to that. 28 days later was 28 days later, the original was great. 28 weeks later was eh. I don't know how 28 years later is going to be. I don't know. All I do know, though, is that tickets for Superman are now officially on sale. Did I buy two for me and Patrick in the IMAX? You're damn right I did. Taking my daughter and I'm taking my son. Separate nights. Because, and Reagan, no. Reagan cannot do a movie. No. She can't sit still. My daughter has my attention span. She has that gift. She has my attention span. She cannot sit through a movie. Not even a 30-minute Netflix comedy show, like a cartoon. No. But anyway, point is this. There's no rage virus that triggers people to act violently in the presence of National Guard or law enforcement. The only rage virus that's there is that these people are full of rage and they're acting in rage. And what they do is they then go out and they commit violence and they're told by people that they were mostly peaceful otherwise. Give me a freaking break. Matt Rooney joins us next. We'll talk about Jersey and how we win. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.